The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. الحمد لله, we have covered in our discussion on the topic of Tawbah five discussions starting with the reality of Tawbah, the crucial role of Tawbah in our salvation in the hereafter. We also talked about the first Tawbah in the human history and also the procrastination and the problem of delaying the Tawbah. And last night we talked about the issue of the conditions for acceptance of the Tawbah, especially when it comes to Huququl Ibad and Haqqullah. Tonight I wanted to talk about the levels of Tawbah. And what do I mean by that? This is actually a way of understanding this question. When we talk about Tawbah, when we look at the du'as that we have, Du'a-i Kumail, Du'a-i Tawbah, the du'as from our Imam, especially Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam. We see that our Imams used to do Tawbah and Istighfar. And the question comes up, we talked about it briefly when we talked about the situation of Adam. That was Amri Irshadi, not Amri Maulavi. But then this issue comes up, the Prophet used to do Tawbah and Istighfar, the Imams used to do Tawbah and Istighfar. What does that mean? So where is this ismat, infallibility? Where is the status of masum that we talk about then? This can be easily understood if we understand the levels of Tawbah. If you remember last night when we went through the hadith of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam, where Amir al-Mu'minin, in response to somebody who said Astaghfirullah in his presence, he began by talking, you know, the six items that we talked about. Before that, he says, Inna al-istighfar darajatul illiyin. That istighfar is the daraja, it is the level of those who are at a higher level. Illiyin means those who are up. And he uses the word daraja. It means there is darajat even in istighfar. There are different levels of tawbah and istighfar. Some levels of tawbah are incompatible with ismat and infallibility. When we do the tawbah, we are fallible human beings. We commit sins. And therefore we say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. But then there is a level of tawbah where the person who says Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh is not because of sin. It's a very different level. We don't even have the ability or, you know, intellectual capacity to understand that level. I am a sinful person. I cannot even talk about it. I was thinking, well, should I even discuss this issue here or not? I am just a humble, you know, student of the ulama. And I looked at a few things. And I've gathered here, you know, just reflection of what our great ulama have talked about this. just to share it with you so that this issue can be understood better in a better way. You see, when we talk about the levels of tawbah, we have to first understand the levels of sins. Yes, we hear about kabira and saghira, al-kabair wa saghair, major sins, minor sins. Well, whether it's major or minor, they're all sins anyway. And when a person commits that, they have to do tawbah. Now, we are not talking about that level of, sins here. Number one, there is a level of sin, dhanb and guna that we know. We are very familiar with that. When we commit something which is haram. And when we do that, we become liable for the punishment in this dunya or in the akhirah. So this is the shar'i sin from the fiqhi point of view. But then there is another level of sin which is not shar'i. This is spiritual sin on a different level. Legally, it's not considered to be a sin. It is actually what we call, it is something which is beneath the dignity or expectation of a righteous person. And there also we have two levels within it. Let me, give you an example. You know, when we talk about the ma'sumeen, anbiya and mursaleen, we say they are infallible. What does it mean? It doesn't mean they are, incapable of committing sins. They don't have the power. Then it wouldn't be a virtue. Ma'asum means physically they have the ability, but yet they refrain because of this grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon them. Ismat, infallibility, cannot be acquired. It is the lutf and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we cannot say, oh, we have 14 ma'sumeen, I would like to add Hazrat Abbas into it. Some people, think that way. It's not for you and me to decide that. We have to realize that ismat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not an acquired quality. It is the divine grace. But what does that mean? It doesn't mean that they become like robots. They cannot commit sins. No, it just means that that power of infallibility is based on the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to them. Level of the highest level, knowledge of the highest level. For them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not ghaib in a way. I'm just symbolically talking about it. When we talk about these issues that this is haram, don't do it, in my mind I'm saying, the azab will be there in the akhirah. For those who are on that level of special knowledge given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them, the action and the consequences are right in front of them. That knowledge prevents them from committing sins. The example I give many times of this, going on the highway every day, you go on the same route, and under one bridge, this police is sitting with the radar. So you always go 150. But before you reach there, you slow down. Why? Because you have the knowledge that somebody is watching. That knowledge prevents you from doing something which is against the law. It's just an example of what we talk about, ismat. So infallibility is basically that they would not even dream or think about it.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali حالي حكيم متين. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل الله